We have sunny skies, 69 degrees, humidity 91%, winds from the west at 8. And our sunrise this morning, 5:56, sunset this evening, 8:01. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51. Coming up on the hour at 8, we've got the WGCH National News Report. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, we'll speak with Will Keyes, Executive Director of the Greenwich Land Trust, about their acquisition of open space. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51, but every second Thursday of the month, we're joined by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. And Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much.
All right, good. I wanted to ask you about the sales tax-free week. I guess right. I thought that they'd done away with it, but I guess it is continuing.
Yes, sir, it is continuing. I believe it's the 18th through the 24th of August. If you'd asked me, I went and checked on the Department of Revenue Services, their website. And they listed the dates that were scheduled to do it in this year. So it'll be the third week in August. I think I sent you the exact date. So if you quote those, that would be my best advice on that.
And you are correct. August 18th through Saturday, August 24th. Always a good chance for people, I guess, to get some deals without sales tax in time for the school year.
Certainly, back to school time is always an expensive time as parents organize both backpacks, school supplies, and knapsacks, and clothing. So it'll be a good shot for them to be able to get something at a discount, which is good.
Okay, you said you want to talk local elections. We have local elections coming up?
Yes. So it looks like the airs have cleared on both sides. I guess more on the Republican than the Democrat, in that there were questions or thoughts about a potential primary, and that looks to be settled. So we're coming down to the wire. The campaigns will begin to heat up as, I think, more likely somewhat in August, but probably in September. And you've got BET candidate Jill Oberlander going against Fred Camilo for the first selectman position. So I think it'll be a very informed and interesting candidacy. Fred's got a long time experience in town and as a resident, and Jill certainly has been a resident for, I believe, 15 or 20 years herself, sits as head of BET. So you've got two candidates who have a lot to offer, so the electorate needs to charge themselves and get informed.
Right, and the first open election in more than a decade.
Absolutely.
And you've got coming up in your section of town, the St. Rock's Fair.
Yes. Unfortunately, I think it started yesterday, and I was planning on going, and it just was torrential. It was torrential yesterday, the downpours. So I didn't make it down. I was stuck on the road coming down from upstate Connecticut. But I was planning on going, and I actually stopped for some gas and to get a little something to eat. Because the downpour was so heavy down here that I heard that the fair was going to be washed out yesterday. So I'm planning on going tonight and tomorrow just to lend them their support. I think that's very important for all of us. It's a good fundraiser for a worthy cause, so I encourage people to get out there.
All right, good. You also, we had spoken about this, I think, before, about the underpasses. Is this on 95 at Exit 2?
Yes, I have my first meeting scheduled. It's not with the Department of Transportation, but it's with the Ben Brannion from the from Town Hall and Byron Neighborhoods Association to start talking about it from their point of view. And I put in a call, and I'm waiting for a meeting to be set up with the Department of Transportation to talk to them and get a walkthrough. I'm looking for the Department of Transportation to try to help us out with all the clear cutting of trees, which what didn't make me too happy. And with the underpasses, looking to see what we can do either in protective screening on 95 and also to see what kind of lighting we can do, both, I guess, on Railroad Road and the one in Byram on Exit 2, the underpasses. But I think both of those could afford to be gussied up. They look pretty ordinary to me.
There have been a lot of talk. I think we had some callers to the Ask the First Selectman show about sound barriers along the highway. Have you heard anything to that effect?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant the screening as well as sound barriers. I'm going to be talking to them to see what can be done, how it fits within their budget, whether it gets into the cycle this season, or whether it needs to go out into the next budgetary cycle. So I'm going to be working with the DOT on that.
Okay,
that's
good.
A concern of mine. Apart from that, Tony, the other thing I did was I was up visiting our nuclear power plant, Millstone.
Oh, really?
And I took a tour. Yep. I took a tour with the Energy and Technology Department, where I sit, one of the committees of cognizance for me. You know, nuclear energy is never the most popular of stories among many people, but it provides over 50% of our energy needs in Connecticut. So I wanted to go up and see how the plant was run, see the safety measures, both in security and just get an overall lay of the land. And I think it's also going to be the landing base for all of the offshore wind, because that's where they have a big transmission connection into the grid, obviously because they're producing there. So they may bring this thought of bringing the energy onshore at Millstone from the wind farm they're going to be building out in the tri-state area over by Massachusetts and New York.
I see. You're right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Those windmills are amazing. I took a trip through Wyoming a few years ago. We were driving on the highway, and I saw 62 of them right across the they have a little more wind out there, but it's a new technology.
Yeah. And it's our sweet spot is really offshore, and that's why they're looking there. And it's not even so much in the sound as kind of at the tip of the sound. So going way out towards, not quite out into Nantucket in that area, but in that tri-state, sinking it out, I think it's like 100 miles offshore or so, or okay. 50.
And there won't be any disputes over who gets the rights to that, will there? Which state?
No, there's a tri-state agreement. I think it's going to be a tri-state wind farm operation. Part of it is going to be Connecticut-owned or Connecticut legislated within Connecticut waters, and the question is, where do you bring that energy ashore? And that's the other reason I went up to see Millstone, because they've got, they're producing a huge amount of energy there, so they have to bring that into the grid from Millstone, which is up in Niantic, right?
Right, right.
So I went to visit them just to see the operation, because it's so important to our energy production in the short term until we get to a greener energy platform, and I wanted to see also how that connectivity might work.
All right. All right, Representative Mesker, very interesting stuff. Thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk again in September. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye. State Representative Stephen Mesker joins us the second Thursday of the month. Next Thursday will be third Thursday of the month. That means State Senator Alexandra Berkstein. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:59.
Partly sunny for today, a few afternoon showers and